Item number 23, from the Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting an informational report on first quarter overtime compensation for non-represented employees that are exempt from the requirements of the Fair Labor Standards Act. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Any comments on item number 23? If not, this is informational report. Item 24 was withdrawn. Item number 25. Excuse me, we're going back to 23. Supervisor Schmidt, you had a comment?
I did. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I just said, I hate to nitpick on every single thing, but the first quarter is extremely high compared to all the other quarters I've seen in the last couple of years. With $90,000 for overtime already in the first quarter, and I think, if I remember correctly looking at it, the past couple of years were only $120,000 total and really in the first quarter. So is there some reason why we're so high in overtime in the first quarter? Is that Sheriff?
Just to clarify, before I answer that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. This report is not overtime across the county, just how you think of overtime, time and a half. This is specifically, there's an ordinance for exempt, FLSA-exempt staff are able to earn overtime at a straight time rate. So this is people under the federal guidelines, FLSA, who are exempt from getting overtime. They can't really get overtime under the federal law. They actually can accrue or be paid, depending on where they work and what the scenario is, overtime. For anything over 40 hours in a week, they can accrue it in a bucket at their straight time rate, or it's, there are some areas that have an allowance to get it paid. So that's what is contained in this report. I agree. You can see the trend each quarter. It is getting higher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a staffing concern. It's something that we're looking at to determine why is this as high as it is, but you can definitely see since 2011 there is an increase there, and I can't tell you exactly why that's happening. But that is not the hourly staff. Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments on item number 23?
So
that is Jersey.
Are we to take from your comments this is not House of Correction?
In terms of where this is coming from,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe so, because that would be more than non-exempt overtime.
It's unlikely
that's not included
FSLA.
Here. I don't believe so. No.
Perhaps maybe management staff, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor,
yeah.
but not the frontline staff, not the hourly workers.
Well, that could be significant.
Well, that's true.
Thank you.
Could you? I don't need an extra report this month, but could you watch that for next time? I'd like to know.
Right.
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
Would you like for the director, if she could, look into where this comes from?
Maybe she can just send us an email or something.
Sure, I've got the data.
I'm not
just
looking
send
for
you a summary.
Formal report.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Item number 25, and then we'll go to 14.